A lot of times women come to me and they're either disassociating or they're living in their heads. Whereas feeling feelings or being in their body hasn't felt safe for them. And so it's like this process of reconnecting with self, really processing things that have been stuck in there a really long time.
Ladies, ladies, Women Thrive Live event is happening very soon in London. It's happening 5th and 6th of June, and this is our flagship event where you will want to be. Save your spot today because we have nearly 20 amazing international speakers who are going to bring some incredible subjects to the conversation. And this event isn't just one where you're going to be sit back and you're going to listen to a bunch of speakers. No, we want you involved. We want you conversating, we want you collaborating, building relationships, and also having an unforgettable experience. The event is happening in Notting Hill, an iconic venue. So you'll want to be there for the full experience. So make sure you book yourself the spot and also clear your diary for the 5th and 6th of June. We're so excited to have you there, and we can't wait for you to truly experience Women Thrive Live event in person. Look forward to seeing you there. Take care.
Welcome to Women Thrive Season 5. This season, you can expect incredible conversations with women from all around the world. We at Women Thrive, not only do we put on incredible conversations with women, host events, retreats, publish a magazine, publish books, and we have created a platform for every woman to shine and share her message. So you right now tapping into a podcast that is globally recognized as the place for women to be and share their message. Be inspired, be part of the conversation, and let's thrive together. Hello and welcome to Women Thrive Podcast. I'm so happy to have you all here for today's episode with my lovely guest, Cassandra Love Lambert. Hi, Cassandra, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm excited to have this conversation with you today. One, because of what's going on in the world, and two, because we know each other and it's always a treat to be in the same space as yourself and hear you share your story and share your knowledge, because I think it is so valuable and impactful for our audience here today.
I agree, especially with all the things coming up to the surface, coming into the light, especially around women and safety and just... Yeah, it's hard to see all the things coming to the light and staying grounded in your power, which is why I love that we're having this conversation today.
Yeah, so today's conversation is really about how to feel safe in your body, mm-hmm. even when the world feels unsafe. And in this chaotic environment right now, a lot of stories surfacing up that women aren't really safe. We haven't been for decades, for centuries, but the world keeps going on as if everything is fine, but the truth is, maybe it isn't. And let's talk about it. Let's have this conversation. Mm-hmm. So my guest today, Cassandra Love Lambert, she is a trauma-trained somatic transformational coach, best-selling author, and a creator of Pain into Power process. And she rose from childhood adversity, including abuse and poverty, to building a body of work that helps high-achieving women move from survival mode into self-expression and trust. And she's certified in EFT tapping, brain spotting, somatic attachment therapy, and she specializes in the women who hold everything together on the outside, but quietly carrying the everything within. And maybe that will be around trauma or things that you have gone through, and you're not even realizing that you're carrying all of this weight that is not even yours to carry. Mm-hmm. And so she has recently published a book, Into the Light, Becoming My Own Hero, that become a number one bestseller and really sparked a global conversation on embodiment, healing, and reclaiming your personal power. And I was so glad and excited to be part of that journey and to witness Cassandra releasing her memoir, which is truly, really special, and just really see your journey in empowering other women. So welcome to Women Thrive Podcast.
Thank you. Thank you. And you are so amazing in helping me get this book to the finish line. So I so appreciate you.
I love that. I love that we got to work on it. And the moment I got to read your book and read your story to the depth of just the depth that you went in through your writing, I knew how special it was, and I knew how much it meant for you. So now you work, you do, tell us a little bit more about the work that you're doing, because I think that's really important for our conversation.
Yeah, so I help women. One, the first thing I like to do is help them reconnect with their bodies. A lot of times women come to me and they're either disassociating or they're living in their heads, or they're really in their masculine. They're really good at that. That's been a great coping strategy, leaning on logic, leaning on reasoning, and just being more in their masculine energy. Whereas feeling feelings or being in their body hasn't felt safe for them. And a lot of times too, they're really high functioning, like they get stuff done. However, they're also high functioning with high anxiety. They don't know how to relax. They don't know how to turn their brains off. They don't know how to feel pleasure or feel good sensations. And so the first step is kind of getting them to slow down, reconnect with themselves. And a lot of time, what is in there is buried trauma. And sometimes they like negate things they've gone through, like, oh, that's not that bad. This person's been through worse. Like, so how could that actually be traumatic? Or how could I have challenges from that when these people have gone through? So they like judge themselves and others as, oh, that's worse, so I should be fine, versus actually listening to their bodies and what they're going through. And so it's like this process of reconnecting with self, really processing things that have been stuck in there a really long time, and regulating their nervous system, which is a key to everything in life. I know in my own journey, I had done so much healing work. However, it didn't really change my reality or the patterns that I kept being caught in with relationships, especially. And it's because I didn't get to these, to the part of feeling safe in my body. Like I was still feeling unsafe and my nervous system was just dysregulated, and the littlest thing would cause me to spiral.
Yeah. And I think that could be the true for many others who have gone through trauma, gone through difficult situations in life, and suddenly you react to something. I don't know if our listeners have experienced that, wherein, again, like it could be just the smallest thing and it just tips you off. And that is normal. If this is happening, let's just say this isn't normal. This shouldn't be happening. Why does that happen? And what can people do to kind of start to regulate or start to notice that, okay, this isn't something that should be happening. How can I address it?
Yeah, it's more to building a new relationship with your emotions. For some reason, we were raised a lot of times in households where like, oh, you're not supposed to feel that way, or oh, you're being too sensitive, or oh, you're being a baby. And it causes people to shut down their feelings, or oh, I shouldn't feel this way, or I'm bad or wrong for feeling this way. And it creates a disconnect. And when you disconnect from your emotions, you're also disconnecting from your instincts, you're disconnecting from your intuition. And so really, first, it's just reconnecting and making your feelings your best friend. And from that space, then like if you do get triggered, you're able to sit with that feeling and then learn from it. Because really, when we're getting triggered, it's information, and it will point to either something that has happened that still isn't processed, or it has a message for you, or it's like trying to tell you something like, oh, maybe this person isn't aligned for you, or oh, maybe this situation isn't aligned for you. But you won't get that information if you're just bypassing how you feel, or numbing it out, or avoiding it, or trying to keep busy.
And that's not really, this might be coping mechanism, but it isn't safety mechanism, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because I think if you're not addressing what's coming to surface and you're just coping with it,
just coping,
then you're not protecting yourself. And we're talking about world today. I mean, maybe even 5 years ago, it would have been a little bit different. Because I think we're moving in the right direction when it comes to having these conversations, creating more safety and safe spaces for women. But in today's environment, where we are right now, that isn't the case. And I feel like we have to not only have our guards up a bit more, but be more conscious and aware of our surroundings and conversations that's happening, things being directed at us. We're going to have our foot back again with in interactions. Tell me a little bit more about just things that's going on in the world, and how do you see women today creating more safety for ourselves?
Oh, I'm getting emotional just thinking about it, because I finally got into a space within myself where I'm actually able to just sit and hold witness to things without it necessarily activating me, which took a really long time to get here, because I would see the little thing and super spiral out of control with it. So I'm actually able to bear witness. And so I've been just witnessing just a lot of the things getting purged into the media, even just like seeing the rhetoric among men that they think it's okay. Like these conversations where like somebody will talk about somebody like Russell, some famous person admitted in a magazine that he exploited a 16-year-old. This conversation came to the surface. And just seeing like some of the commentary by men and the comments, well, that's of age and this and that. And then it's like they're telling on themselves of the type of mentality they have, that they see a 16-year-old not being exploited and that's fine because, oh, it's of age. And just these like conversations happening where women are getting violated or murdered, or the French woman whose husband was drugging her and having all these men rape her, or the rape academy, like all these pieces. So it's really important to get yourself to have a regulated nervous system, because one, it makes you have the ability to be more in the present moment. And when you're in the present moment, you can observe things. And when you can observe things, you'll be able to make decisive choices, and it will save your life. Because you will hear your intuition, you will pick up on these tiny cues in like language or energy or body language, and you'll be able to get yourself out of danger quicker.
I meet a lot of women who, due to some kind of healing work or modality of healing work, they uncovered repressed memories.
Oh yes, definitely.
Is that common? It's happened. And then what could be happening in your environment right now if you feel, well, if you have repressed memories and you don't even remember that something violated you or something that's happened to you that you're not even aware, because trauma has a way of blocking out whatever that happened to you that was really bad to protect you. And so
your body will remember.
So tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, I actually worked with someone like a year or so ago, and she had that happen to her, and it was so overwhelming. It was really hard for her to function or go to work because she just got slammed one day with all these memories coming back to her all at once. And it was really overwhelming for her system because everything she thought she knew about her life, her family, it ended up being the opposite. And like her most favorite person in the world ended up being the person who abused her. And so I got to actually work with someone firsthand with that. And it is very traumatic and scary. And it's just like the brain, when you go through something so traumatic, especially when you're really, really young, it has a way of trying to protect you. Because especially if you're in that environment, you're a child, you can't escape your caregivers, right? So your brain has a way of like blocking things out to just try to allow you to survive. But our body can pick up on it. I know I had another client recently share how she had repressed memories of something happening to her with her grandma's husband, but it didn't come up to her awareness even a little until she was changing her own daughter's diaper. And then she just got flooded with these like feelings and sensations, and it was really confusing. And she had to reach out to her mom. At first, her mom denied it, but then her mom came back and told her in a conversation that they thought maybe something, because they didn't know for sure. But a lot of times when you're feeling like something happened, it definitely did. And in evidence-based EFT, we treat everything as if it did happen. And so even if your imagination is coming up with this whole scenario of what happened, we still process that because your body doesn't know the difference between past, present, or future. It doesn't know the difference between imagined or real. And so we process it as if it is so. And it brings so much relief to the system.
Yeah, it is so, so important to have someone who can facilitate that work, because I know personally that it's really hard to go through healing process or to try and uncover what happened to and deal with it without anybody's support. What do you think is the difference between trying to navigate this on their own and actually having someone who can hold space and support them that already has tools and resources to support them with?
Yeah, so even me with like all the extensive training, I have to go to someone to work through my own pieces as well, because it's really hard to wear three hats all at once, to be the guide, to be the person guiding the session, holding this safe space, right? And knowing like when you're out of capacity or in your window of tolerance, and then also fully being in your experience. There's like no way to be all three of those people. And so when I go to get my like work through my own layers and pieces, I also go to someone so I could just be fully in my experience and be guided and held in a safe container. And also like working with all my experience with working with people with trauma or PTSD or CPTSD or all these different things, you have to be trained. And what's so interesting in the years of doing this too is not all therapists, like traditional therapists, are trauma trained, right? A part of my training is because of experience, which is huge. You can't buy that. It's actual lived experience. And then also just the extensive training that I'm constantly in, and also working with others, you learn more and more and more. So you always want to find someone who has definitely had the experience of holding hands and walking people through the fire, and potentially that they walk through it themselves, because there's a transference that happens in sessions that you can't buy.
That is so important. And I think, as you say, the more clients who work, you see patterns, you see the same experiences repeat. Like when we work with speakers and we see so many of the similar stories from different women, like I've gone through this, or I had to do this to heal from trauma. And it is really interesting. It's hard. It's not an easy thing to work with, but it's so necessary. What do you think happens when, and from working with your clients, if they've done the healing work, and also from your own experience, what starts to unfold that is different to prior to them working on their traumas?
Yeah, so they'll be able to stay grounded more and present and actually in their body, and they start to feel more confidence and self-esteem because they are honoring all parts of themselves versus like making parts of themselves wrong. That's another part I've noticed out there that I don't agree with, is like sometimes I see coaches talking about identity work and like, oh, you got to get rid of this part of yourself. And I'm like, you can't get rid of any parts of yourself. That's not how it works here. You can't just like cut off your arm. I mean, you could, but then you don't have an arm. But yeah, I just find that they are like, they get to feel more regulated. They get to, like, maybe some things might have happened in the past and like a similar situation happens in the present. And because they've done the work, they're able to be more in their power. They're less reactive. They're able to be more decisive. For instance, with me, before I did the work, my daughter would have tantrums and they freaked me out. Like they literally set me, my PTSD would go off. Like I was scared of this little baby and it's like, this makes no sense. But as I did the work, I was able to hold space for her and it didn't freak me out anymore. And so that's also another part, is I noticed the relationships, especially with their children, shift to be more supportive, to be more secure, where they also come full circle with experiences with their own parents. I've had clients come full circle with the wounds from like their own mom. I've also witnessed clients just really feeling joy or feel good sensations, where before it's like they had a ceiling of how good they would allow themselves to feel or how much relaxation they would allow themselves to have. And so these pieces change as they do the work, in addition to becoming more successful, whether that's money or just figuring out like their purpose. All these pieces come through as a result of the healing.
Yeah. find relationships particularly change? First of all, I think relationship with yourself. And
For
I
sure.
remember one of our authors actually who done the, she also had suppressed memories, and that's what she wrote about in the book and when that unfolded. But even through the writing process of the book, she got to process some of the things. Her relationship with herself changed, with her body. She lost weight. And just by dropping the weight of her story, the weight of carrying that shame and all the other associated feelings with it, she actually dropped number of sizes in her clothes, because she was able to finally let go of something she's been holding on. And then everything else starts to change when you start with the relationship with yourself, relationship with people outside of that, but then also how you see the world. I find that when you heal through trauma, it's like as if you finally wiped your glasses, right? Whatever was clouding your view is now clear, and you see the world and the life differently.
And that's how the reality changes, because Wayne Dyer used to speak to that too. Like, you change how you feel, it changes how you see things, right? Like, our lens of how we see the world changes 100%, because that also leans into core belief work. Like, how do you actually shift a worldview that you have that might have gotten programmed in childhood or because of ancestry? We also get things from our parents and their parents. Like, it just comes on through generational trauma or just generational programming. And part of the work too touches on those things. And as your core beliefs change, not through forcing affirmations, because that's a form of bypassing your system, but through processing the events that reinforce those beliefs to be true, it naturally creates a new belief, and you'll start to create a different reality because you'll be drawn to different kind of people. You'll say yes to different kind of opportunities. You'll say no to other ones that aren't in alignment anymore. And so as a result of that, your reality and your world begins to change.
Yeah, absolutely. Cassandra, I'm excited to have this conversation with you, because I think this is really, really important work that you're doing, and to support you amplifying it. We're going to get to hang out for nearly an entire week in London in June, and you'll be taking the stage at the Women Thrive Live event in London. What are you going to be sharing on the stage? What can women expect in your talk and just experience of meeting you?
Yeah, so I'm going to be sharing how they can expand their capacity and have more resilience in their nervous system to be a powerful leader. And this is important because it touches back upon like finding safety within, like becoming the eye of the storm, really. Like, there can be all this chaos going on all out here, but how can I stay in my sovereignty and in my power and make choices, because I am a leader and I know that I am bringing people with me. They are following me. They are looking to me as a role model. So how can I be that which I want to support them in being too? We have to be the role models and lead by example. And to me, resiliency is just like muscles and the nervous system as well. It's just like getting in shape in the gym. Like, you have to get the rep in, right? So one of the things I always go back to with my clients is a daily practice or ritual, and making it non-negotiable. Like, and I say this too to people on my talks on ShareWell, but like, we don't negotiate with brushing our teeth because we don't want to have bad breath and we don't want to have cavities and we don't want to have to get all these surgeries on our mouth, right? So why are we making what's really good for our health, what's really good for our nervous system, optional? Or, oh, when I feel good, I'll do it, right? It's like, no, you gotta make it non-negotiable because of what it serves, right? It serves me being a more powerful leader. It serves me having more capacity and resiliency for the curveballs that come.
Yeah, I love that. Well, I just want to say, women need to get a copy of your book, because they want to bring that to get your beautiful signature on the copy of the book. Tell us a little bit about your book and what it took for you to write it, and also just the story behind it and what it is.
Yeah, I love that you shared that example of the other author, because I too had a lot of shame, which prevented me from writing my book for probably a decade. I've been wanting to write a book for a decade. I felt called, but I was really scared. Because when you go through a lot of like traumatic experiences, or you don't have the best relationship with a parent or some of your family members, you could feel silenced. Like maybe there were times I would maybe share a post or kind of speak out about things and boom, get shut down by the family. So it was really this process of owning that this is my story and I'm allowed to share it. And I did have to have a conversation with a family member, and I talk about it actually in the foreword of the book. So it was like the fear was there and it was in my face, and I had to make the choice like, no, this is bigger than me. I know that my story will save lives. I know that other women have gone through what I've gone through, and I have to write this book. It was like conviction, and so I moved through the fear, and as a result, the shame about parts of my journey, choices I had made out of trauma, thinking I was getting my power back, but it was just another trap. The shame around that just lifted, and I too have lost a lot of weight since my book came out as well. So it's just interesting because talking about safety and everything, weight can be a way women protect themselves and like try to control or protect themselves. And as you actually feel safer within, you don't feel the need to keep all that external weight on you.
It's amazing. Your book is really powerful. When I got a manuscript, I think it was early in January, I came back
You
from.
read through it so fast.
You know how I felt? It was like, when can I get a minute to finish reading this? And like, I don't want to finish it, but I gotta know, like, what happened?
Yeah.
It was one of those books that actually it's been a long time I've experienced a book where the pages just turn and you want to read the rest of it. So it is that kind of a book. Very deep, very personal, very touching. And you've really gone to the depths of the things that happened to you and how you navigated your life. And it's amazing because I think where you are today, you could have been in a very different place, but here you
Oh my
are.
God, yeah, that's so true. I've had moments in my like looking like I could have become a porn star, for instance, with some of the things I've gone through. I could have become on drugs and homeless with some of the things I've gone through. Like I've had those pivotal moments where I met other women who had gone through same things as me, and they had gone those other paths. And I always like was curious, like, wow. I am very grateful that I didn't go that path, but wow, I could have easily been where they are because of some of the things I've gone through.
What do you contribute it to that you are where you are today? I mean, you have a successful business, you're an accomplished author, speaker, traveling the world, you have an amazing daughter. What do you attribute that? What was that choice? Maybe there was a moment that was like, this is where I belong.
I just feel like I've been guided since I was little. Like, even when I was little, sitting in trees, I felt like the wind spoke to me. Or I remember as a child watching a Lifetime movie, and it really moved me. And like, whatever was going on in the movie, it touched on some of the pieces of things that I had gone through, some of the abuse. And something just told me that one day that everything I've been through, it would all make sense and that I could inspire others just like I saw this movie and it inspired me. Like, and I remember being like 8 years old when I had that feeling. And before that, when I was in the depths of some of the abuse, gosh, I don't even know. I just feel like, I mean, I used to connect with nature a lot. Hummingbirds, and to be quite honest, snails, which is so weird. I remembered that the other day, actually. But something about nature and just feeling some kind of energy of being held by a higher power has to be the answer. Plus, there's something in me, call it stubbornness or whatever, but like there's a part of me that just doesn't give up and just keeps going even when things are hard. And so that's played out to be supportive in the long run.
Amazing. Cassandra, where do people come and find you and hang out with you? I know you have various places where you publish, where you speak, where your community lives. So, what is the best place to come and find you?
Yeah, one of the best places to connect with me is on Instagram. So C score love underscore Lambert. But you could also go to my website, CassandraLoveLambert.com. Yeah, you could just send me a message. I'm very approachable. AI is not taking over my messages like other people, like I'll respond to you as a human.
Amazing. Cassandra, so good to have you here. Thank you so much for sharing your wisdom today. I really hope that this supports someone, whoever was listening. And to our listeners, if this really touched your heart, please share this episode with your social media followers. Share it with someone that you may know who needs to hear this. And honestly, I can highly recommend you grabbing Into the Light, Becoming Your Own Hero by Cassandra Love Lambert, her memoir. It is a beautiful book. Not only it looks beautiful, but it is so beautifully written. You have a way of writing that I really enjoyed reading, and I could recommend this book to anyone. Grab a copy and get yourself to London to get a sign, because you're going to be there at our London event, 5th and 6th of June. You're taking the stage, and I'm really excited to have you there at our London event.
Yeah, I'm so excited too. Thank you for
Amazing.
having me. Yeah.
Thank you so much, and we look forward to seeing you all on another episode. If you have felt inspired by Cassandra's story, please make sure you connect with her in the links in the comments below, in the show notes. Find her on social media, connect with her, let her know that you've seen this. And if you are coming to London to our upcoming event, I'm really excited to have you there. Make sure you grab a copy of the book so you can bring it along and get it signed by Cassandra herself. I'm so excited that she's traveling halfway across the world to be there with us for our 2-day conference in the UK. So I hope to see you all there. And Cassandra, thanks again for being here and being such a light for everyone.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Take care, everyone, and we'll look forward to seeing you on another episode. Thank you for listening to this episode of Women Thrive Podcast. I'm so thankful for you as a listener for spending time with us, myself and my co-host Abigail, to hear our conversations with our guests. If you have had the opportunity to hear our podcast, do make sure you leave a review and share this episode with your audience as well. This has helped us reach the 5 top percent globally ranked podcast, as well as reach more than 30,000 downloads to date. Your support means so much to us, and this is how we get to reach more people around the world. At Women Thrive Media, we're here to amplify voices of women and empower women to take the center stage and shine a spotlight on their messages.
Ladies, Women Thrive Live event is happening very soon in London. It's happening 5th and 6th of June, and this is our flagship event where you will want to be. Save your spot today, because we have nearly 20 amazing international speakers who are going to bring some incredible subjects to the conversation. And this event isn't just one where you're going to be sit back and you're going to listen to a bunch of speakers. No, we want you involved. We want you conversating. We want you collaborating, building relationships, and also having an unforgettable experience. The event is happening in Notting Hill, an iconic venue. So you'll want to be there for the full experience. So make sure you book yourself the spot and also clear your diary for the 5th and 6th of June. We're so excited to have you there, and we can't wait for you to truly experience Women Thrive Live event in person. Look forward to seeing you there. Take care.